We start at the Theatre Royal. To get the best view, stand across the street from the theatre and with your back to the National Piping Centre, diagonally opposite the Golden Building, and we'll take you inside. Joining me is historian Fergus Sutherland and architect David Page.
Clark and Bell did the first buildings in 1867.
Okay, very, very prestigious Glasgow firm.
They did an awful lot of stuff around there. Mm-hmm. And we're not exactly sure what was happening in each of these areas because the records simply don't exist.
Okay.
So the plot was demarcated. How much was built is not entirely clear. We know that the complex at the top was done, but it was in Phipps' rebuild that they moved the entrance from Kirkcaldy's mm-hmm. down to Hope Street.
And that original Hope Street entrance was kind of a little bit grander than what was there until fairly recently. Obviously, the entrance is shifting to the corner now, but previously at that point, that kind of the midpoint on the Hope Street facade, that was quite significantly grander until the early 80s, because there was a whole kind of dome that sat on top of the theatre at that point, all of which kind of seems to have been taken away. So why did they take the dome down? Because you can see it in kind of flyers and illustrations of the theatre in the 1950s and all the way through the kind of STV period.
The dome was an add-on. It was there to make the building look more attractive because they were trying to compete all the other theatres that were around the area. So they put it up, but it wasn't very well built. But then basically, when it came down to it, one day it started to fall down.
Right.
And they just had to take it down.
That's why the building, kind of the elevation of it, gets much simplified at that point.
Yes, it's a very plain building on the outside.
It is, it's quite an austere piece of classicism.
Because you can't see the theatre.
Yes.
Because you see the bits on the outside of the theatre, you see the tenement blocks and you see the commercial buildings. And of course, the building on Kirkcaldy's itself went a long time ago. STV knocked that down when they took it over in 1957. And that's where the music hall was. That was one of Glasgow's earliest cinemas as well. That was the Bijou Picture House. They had an annual pantomime, and Harry Lauder was the big star at the time, and he starred in, would you believe, Aladdin, and that launched his song I Love a Lassie. He was the star of Red Riding Hood, and that's where he premiered, was probably his most famous song, which is Roman in the Gloamin'. That all started in this theatre. 1916, they began showing movies because they were trying to compete against this new phenomenon, these black and white movies, which were happening, people were going along to see those. And they used to show a month-long season of films every summer. During the war, in 1943 and 44, the pantomime, which was always the big money spinner for the Theatre Royal, they decided that they would put a circus on instead. Okay, so they actually had lions and tigers and they had elephants in the Theatre Royal. They had a trapeze artist who walked on a tightrope that was attached to the balcony, and he would walk all the way down to the stage on it down there. And at one point, they even had a motorcycle wall of death in the middle of the theatre. They're not making this up. With all these things, it's fires that cause the problem. And it's in 1969, so only 12 years after STV took over, there was a massive fire inside. And they'd been negotiating with Scottish Opera at that point, saying, how do you fancy this old theatre we've got lying around here, which we're not using anymore? They jumped at the chance. And in 1975, so not long after STV had decanted from the place,
Fledermaus
was their first performance.
It's an enormously complicated building in terms of geometries inside, and that kind of, you know, U-shaped auditorium, and then spun this line out through the corner to form this staircase, which is like, you know, intertwined ribbon of stair, particularly at the ground level, where it's almost like a DNA helix.
That's what I was thinking,
which is quite impressive, and then it kind of dances its way up through the building, and it's now got this very grand entrance, and it's like a real kind of performance piece in the heart of it. Architect David Page.
And what shaped that corner was an idea that we could take the hint from Honeyman and Kepi's design, the hint from the interior of the Theatre Royal, which is this wonderful elliptical or half-elliptical space looking onto the stage, and bring those two things together, rather than on just simply looking at the corner itself, but on a diagonal that stretches from the front entrance into the theatre all the way to the corner. So it's a kind of gatepost into the city, but where their building is for domestic use, the Theatre Royal building is about handling up to 1,500 people. It's a giant balcony in the city. And so the kind of the challenge then of this big corner piece, which emerges from our kind of the grid of the city, was then to create a circulation system that linked all the levels of the theatre such that the flow of people, of the 1,500 people from the pavement, could almost be extended. So the staircase we started to see is almost like the extended staircase that takes you from the rectangular street and in the spirit of the corner starts to change your direction, and then in our case spin you up through the building, and likewise at the end spin you down through it. So it all becomes quite gentle, easy, and as a result the shape's rather beautiful.
Now, of course, with the kind of the opening up of the corner site at the junction of Hope and Cowcaddens Road, they've got that opportunity for refocusing back on, you know, what is the edge of the city centre.
There are moments in the design of any building where the whole design hinges upon a kind of move. Now, normally, when you're doing a staircase, you put your structure beside the staircase so it can flow up. But what we decided to do was to take the posts that held the staircase normally up, take them away. And as a result of that, the structure moved to the outside of the building, such that we have this free space sort of climbing up through it. And with our engineers and with the builders, we're able to create the hole into which the staircase was then dropped through the roof. And the staircase is actually made up of, you could almost see it as a bit like the Fourth Railway Bridge, big straight pieces of steel gradually turning through the space in almost segments. And that was the most efficient way to actually construct it. But then what was brilliant was that Scottish Opera's Scenery Workshop were brought in to clad that staircase, to turn those segments into the beautiful swirl that we wanted and shapeliness of the birch ply, which they bent and cut and moulded in an amazing way. What's beautiful about it is that the Scenery Workshop of Scottish Opera, the guys who make the stage sets that so set our imaginations racing during a performance, have come out from the stage and into the staircase and set our imaginations racing as we move into that performance area. And that's, for me, just been a magical moment.